Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Cesar Tovar. Batting second. The center fielder, Ted Olander. Batting third. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bob Allison. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ron Clark. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry Zimmerman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Cott. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Cott. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The second baseman, Sandy Alomar. Batting third. The catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Tommy Davis. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Walt Williams. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ron Hansen. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Woody Held. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Peters. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Gary Peters. And now, play ball. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins takes first base on ball four. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rollins moves to third. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Aparicio moves to third. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson hits a pop-up towards the mound. Cott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Aparicio scores. Alomar moves to third. It's 1-0, White Sox. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Clark fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Davis. Carew reaches second base with a double. Ron Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is called out on strikes. One out. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carew scores. It's Twins, 1, White Sox, 1. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0 for 1 in the game. Tovar hits a pop-up towards third. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held strikes out. Two outs. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Zimmerman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 0 for 1 in the game. Olander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Rollins strikes out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops it up and throws to first, with Peters covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Alomar hits a fly ball into left field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0 for 1 in the game. Josephson hits a line drive into left field. Tovar picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Tovar. Josephson moves to second. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Olander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 1 in the game. Allison strikes out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. Clark takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Zimmerman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Castro now playing left field. Cesar Tovar now playing center field. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 1 in the game. Held strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 0 for 1 in the game. Cott hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw juggles the ball. That's an error on McCraw. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0 for 2 in the game. Tovar bunts towards third. Hansen juggles the ball. That's an error on Hansen. Cott goes all the way around to score. Tovar moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Twins. Frank Castro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castro hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Tovar tags and scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 3-1, Twins. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hansen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 1 in the game. Peters hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Peters moves to second. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Peters scores. It's 3-2, Twins. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Alomar bunts in front of the plate. Zimmerman fields it and throws to first for the out. Aparicio moves to second. One out. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Josephson hits a fly ball into center field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 2. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 2 in the game. Allison hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Clark takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Zimmerman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 2 in the game. Hansen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Castro. Hansen reaches second base with a double. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 2 in the game. McCraw hits a pop-up towards short. Clark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 2 in the game. Held hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allison scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Peters for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 2. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 0 for 2 in the game. Cott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0 for 2 in the game. Tovar hits a pop-up towards third. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Castro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castro is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Castro hits a pop-up towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Josephson hits a fly ball into center field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8. With the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 2. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Rollins hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Oliva hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 3 in the game. Allison hits a line drive into left field. Davis picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Davis. Oliva moves to third. Allison moves to second. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Carew hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Oliva scores. Allison moves to third. Carew moves to second. It's 4-2, Twins. Ron Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Clark is walked intentionally. John Rosporo pinch hits for Jerry Zimmerman. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. John Rosporo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosporo hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Allison tags and scores. Carew tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-2, Twins. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 0-for-3 in the game. Cott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. John Rosporo now catching. Frank Quilici now playing third base. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Quilici now playing second base. Rick Renick now playing shortstop. Ron Clark now playing third base. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Allison settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Quilici fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jerry McNerney pinch hits for Tommy McCraw. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney hits a pop-up towards short. Renick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox 2. The Twins will come to bat. Jerry McNerney now playing first base. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0-for-3 in the game. Tovar hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Castro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tovar. The throw from Josephson and he is safe. Tovar steals second. Frank Castro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castro is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Castro hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tovar moves to third. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hansen juggles the ball. That's an error on Hansen. Castro moves to second. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilhelm fields it, throws to the plate for one, and over to first for the double play. Castro moves to third. Quilici moves to second. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Allison is walked intentionally. Rick Renick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renick takes first base on ball 4. Castro scores. Quilici moves to third. Allison moves to second. It's 6-2, Twins. Ron Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. With three walks. Clark hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Quilici scores. Allison scores. Renick moves to third. It's 8-2, Twins. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Roseboro hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Renick scores. Clark moves to third. It's 9-2, Twins. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 0-for-4 in the game. Cott hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Williams. Cott reaches second base with a double. Clark scores. Roseboro moves to third. It's 10-2, Twins. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Tovar hits a pop-up towards first. McNerney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 10, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Rich Reese now playing first base. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-3 in the game. Held hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Kenworthy pinch hits for Hoyt Wilhelm. Dick Kenworthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenworthy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clark fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Renick fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Renick fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 10, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.